In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's been an interesting week for those of us who were participating in our youth mission activities. We've gotten stung by yellow jackets and mosquitoes. We've gotten paint under our nails, it's still not completely out. We've gotten blisters wielding unfamiliar tools, and we've gotten aches in muscles we don't ordinarily use. That's the nature of this sort of thing, isn't it? But we've also got the tremendous satisfaction of completing tasks that could be done, the realization that we couldn't do everything that we would have liked to do, and the knowledge, sometimes the rather surprising knowledge, that we could accomplish things that we didn't know that we were capable of. This is the lesson that our 12 young people learned, but it was also a lesson to many of us 8 adults who helped out. Some of us needed a refresher course on that as well. And there was another lesson in the midst of it all. Thursday was sort of a frustrating day for us because most of our projects were outside projects and it rained cats and dogs. So we really couldn't work as much as we wanted to. So we had a little bit of fun. We played some games, but we also had some study time. And in that study time, we talked about the little voices in our heads. Now, before you start getting nervous and thinking like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, not those kinds of little voices. There were the other kinds of little voices that come out of doubts and fear. Those words of, why am I doing this? Can I even do this? The wonderings about why these people just couldn't do this work themselves. In other words, we talked about how common it is for us to judge ourselves, and to judge others. And it was an interesting conversation because it was juxtaposed against a remarkable comment by Pope Francis, who, when asked about the Catholic Church's position on gays and lesbians, said, "If someone is gay and searches for the Lord and has good will, who am I to judge?" Who am I to judge? The phrase sent shockwaves through the religious world because, as one news commentator said, isn't he supposed to be in the judging business? I mean, he's the Pope. But Francis, while not turning away from traditional church doctrine on some aspects of life as a gay or lesbian person, said he wasn't in the judging business when it came to faithful followers of Christ whose attraction was to people of the same gender. He seemed to be saying their faithfulness is infinitely more important than their sexual orientation. I'm more interested in having them know how beloved they are in God's eyes than in judging them. And in fact, the Pope was saying precisely what Jesus is saying in today's gospel story. Who am I to judge? Now, this story in the gospel is a little bit different, but not that far off. What was going on? Jesus was responding to a request from a man who wanted to settle a family dispute over an inheritance. And we know that the man wanted to use Jesus as a club to beat over the head of the man's brother so he could get his share of the inheritance. He wanted Jesus to be his expert witness. The ultimate rabbi deciding a legal matter, that was the norm in those days. If you had a dispute, you took it to the rabbi and the rabbi made a judgment. They were used to serving that function. But Jesus knew in an instant what this was about. It was about greed. Greed over money or property, pure and simple. And so he refused to get caught in the middle of it. He refused to sit in the judgment seat. And he said, who am I to judge this matter? He didn't want to have anything to do with such a petty argument. Who am I to judge? It's an important question, one we might all ask ourselves on a regular basis, because after all, the world encourages us to judge. Think about it. It says that it's a good thing to see who works the hardest, who earns the most, who inherits the largest share, who has the most power. And we call those people in our society winners. And we're encouraged to applaud those people and the things that society says are worthy of a positive response. And society also says that we should look down on those who are not winners. They're losers, and we should think poorly of them. We should judge them as losers. But what does Jesus say for us to do? Don't judge, at least not by the world's standards. And most certainly don't judge based upon money or power or ethnicity or religion or race or whom you love. Jesus says that's worrying about the wrong things. Jesus says to put aside the world's standards, which have no value in God's eyes, and to take off that judge's robe and hang it up on a nail on the wall, and don't put it back on again. We've been given no authority by God to be judges. We're asked simply to see those who need help and give it without judgment. This week, one of the prime lessons we all learned as we did our work was, who am I to judge? Because in the course of our work, we talked to the homeowners whom we were serving, and their stories were a reminder to us that for far too many folks, far too many of our friends, our neighbors, we are one paycheck or one major medical problem or one major car repair from being in their shoes. It's that close. And we developed relationships with them. And in developing relationships with them, we learned that we no longer felt any need to be in the judgment business. We hung up our judges' robes when we picked up our hammers and our saws and our paintbrushes. We stopped judging when we saw these homeowners as our neighbors rather than those needy people who are asking for help. After all, who are we to judge? Would we want to be measured against the world's crazily skewed standards? Or would we prefer to simply be loved and appreciated for who we are as beloved children of God? Pope Francis was right. Jesus was right. Who am I to judge? Would I want to be judged that way? No. I am not God. That work is above my pay grade, as they say. But who am I to help? Absolutely perfect. And who am I to offer a hand without judgment? Absolutely beloved because of it. Amen.